Flowers are Jason Waite's business, and he says it's hard for his Columbus-area Bloomtastic florist shop to grow and thrive when he has to collect sales tax, but internet florists don't.
You see, 10 years ago, my competitors were the flower shops down the street or across town, but today, my single biggest competitor is 2,200 miles away, as the internet florist. For us, it's hard enough to compete against online retailers without having a 5.5% tax break because of the sales tax loophole.
That sales tax loophole means retailers that are not based in Ohio and do not have online shops here don't have to collect Ohio sales tax on their sales. Ohio is working to close that gap. The new statewide budget that was signed into law taxes some services that previously haven't been taxed. And Gordon Goff with the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants is pleased Ohio lawmakers have passed a law that specifies where tax revenue would go if the federal government passes a law that requires tax to be collected on all internet purchases nationally.
The Ohio General Assembly passed language in the budget that would make the state compliant with the Marketplace Fairness Act. And what this language essentially does is it directs revenue from the online sales tax collection to lowering the income tax rate in the state. Online sales revenue would go to the Income Tax Reduction Fund, which would trigger an automatic income tax cut for Ohioans.
A new study by conservative economist Art Laffer shows Ohio could get 46,000 new jobs if Congress passed this measure. But not everyone is convinced tax cuts will grow jobs.
Well, they said that in 2005, and we're still waiting.
That's Zach Schiller with Policy Matters. His left-leaning group recently released a study of its own that criticizes the tax reform in the new state budget. Schiller notes when lawmakers passed tax reform in 2005, it was touted as a way to build jobs in Ohio. But he says that didn't happen.
For those people who say that tax cuts are so important and that cutting them will lead to jobs, we have the proof. We don't need to do a lot of additional studies or to have a great deal of debate. We've seen it, and we know what happens, and it hasn't worked. So why would we repeat that?
Schiller says his group's study on the new state budget shows the tax reform provides little to middle-income families and actually costs low-income families more. Schiller says the best way to grow jobs in Ohio is to increase investments in communities by giving more money to schools and local governments. And that's what he says influences new businesses to locate here in Ohio. Joel Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.